Constitution's court ordered to temporarily suspend him as a lawmaker as the country's parliament convened for what would be his final shot at becoming premier. Speaking to Parliament, Peter said that Thailand was not the same after the May 14th election and asked that his fellow parliamentary members continue to look after the people. Thailand's parliament has voted to reject Peter's nomination to become the country's prime minister, and on Wednesday's vote, it was the second time within a week that Peter has sought the post after leading his Move Forward party and its coalition parties to the upset victory in the elections. In an interview with Television New Zealand, tourist Sarah Leslie described the moment that an American soldier ran across the South Korea and North Korean heavily fortified border.
Everybody was stunned and shocked. There were some people who hadn't even realized what was going on. And then they, like, you know, I saw the back of them disappearing. But there were some people who were just sort of pottering around taking photos and that kind of thing. And, like, you know, they actually, when we got on the bus, someone sort of said, I overheard someone say, what the hell happened there? And the American captain who was taking the tour at that point explained what had happened.
Leslie said members of her group, as you heard, were shocked and stunned. North Korea also fired missiles on Wednesday morning that matched in length between Pyongyang and the city of Busan in the country's south, where a U.S. nuclear-armed submarine docked on Tuesday. The missile launch was seen as a protest and was unlikely related to the Americans' border crossing in the sensitivity of the matter. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Russia unleashed an intense drone and missile strikes overnight, damaging critical port infrastructure in the southern Ukraine city of Odessa and wounding several people. We hear more from AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The bombardment targeted the city of Odessa for a second night in a row. 8 Shahed drones were shot down in the wider Odessa region, where 2 warehouses containing tobacco and fireworks were reported damaged. Firefighters were working to extinguish the fire, which covered an area of over 3,500 square yards. The attack comes days after Moscow blamed Ukraine for striking a crucial bridge that linked the Crimean Peninsula to Russia. Odessa's governor said debris from the drones and missiles that were shot down struck apartment buildings, seaside resorts and warehouses, sparking fires and injuring at least a dozen civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin was shown in a video yet to be verified, welcoming his Wagner fighters to Belarus and telling them that they would, for now, take no further part in the Ukraine war. 11 workers were killed early Wednesday after a portion of the outer wall of a sprawling compound collapsed after being weakened by rains near an under-construction bridge on the outskirts of Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. Muhammad Ismail lost his nephew in the incident. He says that the wall collapsed and they were all laborers and sleeping close to the wall. When we reached the spot, 11 had been killed on the spot and 5 others were wounded and taken to the hospital. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said in a statement that he was expressing a sorrow and grief over the deaths. Monsoon rains have been lashing Pakistan since June 25th, killing at least 112. South Africa says Russian President Vladimir Putin will not attend the economic summit in Johannesburg next month. The decision means that South Africa will not have to face the dilemma of whether it should act on an international criminal court arrest warrant issued against the Russian president. As a signatory to the treaty that created the ICC, South Africa would have been obligated to arrest Putin. Kenyan police have fired tear gas at protesters who took to the streets in defiance of a government warning after earlier demonstrations turned violent, with more than a dozen people killed. The opposition has vowed to stage 3 straight days of demonstrations against President William Ruto's government, alarming the international community, which has joined calls for a political solution to the crisis. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on your favorite social media platform. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.